And now from a smoking gun to a smoking gene. Tobacco causes around a quarter of all cancer deaths in the UK, as well as other nasty diseases like heart disease, lung disease, and so on. And it's also a fiercely addictive drug. This means that people find it very hard to give up once they've started. But why do some people manage to quit the cigarettes relatively easily? Others fight a lifelong battle. And what makes some people start in the first place and become addicted after just a few cigarettes? Well, some people just never really take up the habit at all. Now, some studies have been done using twins. These are nature's genetic experiments and shown that maybe smoking behaviour may be hereditary. So maybe it is controlled by some genes. And now researchers from the US writing in the journal PLOS ONE have used the latest DNA analysis techniques to hunt for genes that are linked to smoking behaviour. Now, they looked at DNA taken from over 2,300 men and more than 2,200 women. These were a mixture of smokers and non-smokers. And they looked at specific markers of their smoking behaviour, so the number of cigarettes they smoked per day, the age they started smoking, how long they'd smoked for, and that kind of thing. And they looked at whether they'd ever smoked or whether they'd managed to give up as well. And they used so-called SNP analysis. This is analysis across the whole genome. It's sometimes called genome scanning analysis, where you try and narrow down specific regions of the genome of the human DNA that are linked to specific traits or diseases, that kind of thing. And now they found in around the total of the people involved in the study, around 2,600 of them have ever smoked. And although in this study they didn't actually find any new genes that were linked to smoking, they did find some more evidence to support the existence of an important gene in smoking behaviour that's on human chromosome 15. They did find also some evidence for other genes. For example, as you might expect, the genes that encode nicotine receptors did kind of pop up in their study. And another very interesting gene called monoaminoxinase, which is on the X chromosome. And this variations in this gene affected whether people were more or less likely to smoke around 10 cigarettes a day or more. Now, this gene's particularly intriguing because it's also been linked in the past to alcoholism and to Parkinson's disease, so it does deserve a lot more investigation. Another interesting result was that the gene for alcohol, some of the alcohol dehydrogenases also popped up in the study. So although a lot of these links are quite weak at the moment, it's certainly provided a lot more leads for further research. And the true picture is probably going to be very complex because with smoking, it's obviously social factors as well as genetic and sort of the neurological factors in the brain.
So do the researchers suggest that this could be, by knowing about these genes, a sort of lead in terms of making better countermeasures, ways to get people off smoking?
Well, there are obviously pharmacological approaches. If you can find out what sort of receptors that people may or may not have variations in them, you might be able to design drugs. But also maybe you can try and target better, more effective measures to people, or suggest, like, just don't smoke in the first place would probably be the best thing.